With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Washington State University has purchased an existing facility on nearly 50 acres of land in Othello, where they will expand the school's research program for honeybees and pollinators. Department of Entomology Chair Laura Levine says so far they've raised over $3 million to expand their honeybee and pollinator research, but this first year will be spent primarily getting the facility up and running to its full capacity.
So while we have the money to purchase the facility, we still have to buy. So the one guy needs to have, they have about 150 hives now. They want to have 500 hives. So they're looking for the money to do that. And we need to outfit it with microscopes. And we're planning on holding workshops and conferences there, particularly some of our beekeeping courses. Those have been done in Pullman, but we're going to move them to this facility. And everyone's very excited about that. But now with the pandemic, all things are kind of on hold.
I asked Levine if anyone was interested in donating to the honey and pollinator cause. Could they?
Heck yeah. We have a wonderful website. It's bees.wsu.edu, and you can find out information on our programs there. And also, there's a link to giving.
But Levine says, bottom line.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that, but this really is for the citizens of Washington State, first and foremost.
And again, WSU's honeybee and pollinator research website is bees.wsu.edu. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we're talking about a new insect pest here in the Pacific Northwest.
It's called the Houdini fly, and it kills mason bees by kleptoparasitism.
No, so klepto, like a shoplifter or somebody who comes into my house and steals from me?
Pretty much parasitism by theft. The Houdini fly female sneaks into the mason bee house, lays its eggs on the pollen meant to feed the mason bee larvae. Then the fly eggs hatch into maggots, which eat all the food before the mason bee larvae can. This causes them to starve.
So for those of us who, let's say, have a mason bee house, what sort of practices or steps can we take to try to prevent this?
Use nesting materials that are easy to open and inspect for maggots before spring. For more info on the Houdini fly, check out the WSDA website.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.